Now the applause got even louder. Mrs. Meyer smiled as she tried to quiet the crowd. Don't you want to know what the prize is? I'm sure you've all heard of the wonderful young concert pianist Frederick Lynn. And have you tried to get tickets to his concert? There were oohs from some people in the audience. Others chuckled because the concert had been sold out for months. So here's Sandy's prize, a trip to the city by limousine with dinner at a very fine restaurant, and then, she paused, tickets to the Frederick Lynn concert, the best seats in the house. Plus, she'll have a chance to meet with Frederick Lynn backstage. But Sandy doesn't have to go alone. She can choose two friends to share both the dinner and the special box seats for the concert. Sandy could hardly believe her ears. She moved forward on her crutches, smiling happily as Mrs. Meyer hugged her. Sandy took the envelope of tickets and went off stage, where her parents were waiting. She looked toward the back row just a minute to wink at her two best friends. Ben and Elena exchanged glances and grins. Chapter 2. Anticipation. It was lunchtime at the music school. In one of the rehearsal rooms, Sandy and her girlfriends were eating lunch and talking about the concert. All of them would have loved to have won the prize, but Sandy was popular as well as talented, and no one begrudged her this special evening. Other students understood that every day brought challenges for Sandy. Whether she was using her crutches or her wheelchair, Sandy often faced obstacles. Everyone also assumed that Elena and Ben would share the evening with Sandy. The three friends had been close since 2 years earlier. Then they had all been newcomers to the school, wondering whether they really had the musical talent they needed to succeed. Sandy had had to get special permission because she was 6 months younger than the required age for admission.